Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WPHT HD WOGL HD3 Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now,
this is the drive at 5. 30 minutes of non-stop talk with Rich Zeoli.
President Joe Biden is considering giving legal status to 1 million illegal immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens. That's right. That is the breaking news. 1 million people, and he's going to do it by executive order, which he can't do. But he's going to do it anyway because he doesn't care. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. According to reports that are coming out now, Joe Biden is considering giving legal status to 1 million illegal immigrants who are married to U.S. citizens. And that's just coming out a few moments ago. Also, I saw it now. I guess border security is dead. You're not going to get any border security. The money is apparently dead. It's not going to happen this year. So Ukraine's going to get their money, but the border's going to get ungats, nothing for the border. There's a story from Breitbart. Remember, I asked President Trump about able-bodied Chinese men coming over the southern border, and I said, you know, we're told that they have to spy on us through FISA, but we have all these people just walking in our border. Nearly 25,000 Chinese nationals at U.S. borders in 6 months. That's a 37,000% increase in 3 years. The number of Chinese nationals crossing the nation's borders has increased by more than 37,000% in just 3 years, according to new Homeland Security data. That's the first half of fiscal year 2024. Nearly 25,000 Chinese nationals crossed the United States borders and were encountered by Border Patrol agents. So that's just the ones we know about. During the same period in fiscal year 2021, just 65 Chinese nationals were encountered by Border Patrol while crossing U.S. borders. Listen to me. People don't get to just leave China. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. So there's more to the story here. China is not a free country. You don't get to just leave. So what's going on here? For the full 2023 fiscal year, Biden set a record where 25,000 across U.S. borders were encountered by Border Patrol. In the first half of this year, Biden has already surpassed that record and could oversee nearly 50,000 Chinese nationals crossing the nation's borders by September. In his opening statements during a budget hearing on Tuesday, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green of Tennessee raised the issue of a record number of Chinese nationals crossing U.S. borders. He said, Beijing has shown that if we give them an inch, they will take a mile. And Mr. Secretary, you have given them all 1,951 miles of our southwest border. So that's happening. And at the same time, now Biden is prepared to give 1 million people citizenship, and he's going to do it by executive order. And the other story that's coming out right now is that there'll be no money for the border. Ungats. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. This is just a, this is absolutely amazing. I have some audio for you here that I want to share with you. Let's see here now. I wanted to share this. This is, let's see it's if I can find this. Okay. This is a Morehouse College student who won't attend Biden's commencement speech. Atlanta's 11 Alive News reports that Joe Biden is expected to deliver the commencement address at Morehouse College. Now, that is known as a historically black college, and it's in Georgia, and it's going to be next month. One Morehouse sophomore, Rahman Enenboken, says he doesn't want to be used as a political prop. Cut number 11.
Raymond Enenbokian is a sophomore at Morehouse College, the school he calls the best fit for him.
Camaraderie and brotherhood that comes along with just being a Morehouse student.
Next month, the historically black college will host its most prestigious visitor, President Joe Biden. According to the White House, Biden will deliver the commencement address on campus on May 19th.
It's not something that I feel like I would honestly even partake in that commencement. I don't see myself being there.
Enenbokian sees Biden's visit as a campaign stop and a political tool in an election year.
At the end of the day, this is kind of like something that's on his political agenda to kind of maybe get more young black voters or something.
Yeah, well, because he's hemorrhaging black voters. Hemorrhaging black voters. Now, the other thing Biden's done recently is his Title IX rules, the new Title IX rules. And it's time for the DOE to be DOA. This is an excellent piece by Paul DeQuinoy in the New York Post. And it's excellent. And Trump mentioned this in the interview with me yesterday, you know, men using girls' bathrooms and girls' dorms, and it's Title IX. Biden has once again just rewritten Title IX with a stroke of his pen. Congress passed this historic legislation, but we don't have Congress rewriting the historic legislation. We have the executive branch going in and with a stroke of a pen writing new rules around it and just rewriting the law. This is not how it's supposed to work. The executive is not supposed to just rewrite the law, allowing dudes to go into women's bathrooms. If there's a law passed, Congress has to change it by passing another law. That's how our country's supposed to work. Not this guy. He doesn't care. You got the kangaroo courts are back for young men who get accused of sexual assault. And as Dr. Wilfred Riley pointed out on the show on Friday, this isn't sexual assault where, you know, a woman's walking down and gets attacked by a guy and raped in the bushes, as Whoopi Goldberg would call it, rape. This is when you have a moment where two people have relations and then the young woman regrets it the next day, says she felt taken advantage of because she had too much to drink, or regrets it weeks later. And then that guy then is charged with sexual assault, and the kangaroo courts find him guilty, and he's kicked off campus, and his reputation's ruined, and his future's ruined. That's another change that Title IX is doing. And all of these things here, again, are undoing what Secretary Betsy DeVos did by trying to undo what Barack Obama did. Because Obama started this with his whole efforts now, not with women in bathrooms at the time, but with having men be essentially found guilty before we even had a trial on college campuses and no rights whatsoever. Obama deputized then Vice President Joe Biden to manage a grotesque expansion of Title IX to create vast campus bureaucracies to police language, behavior, and sexual initiatives, and trash 1,000 years of Anglo-Saxon jurisprudence. Initiated in 2011, that Title IX enlargement has led to hundreds of lawsuits filed almost entirely by male respondents alleging unlawful discrimination, defamation, breach of contract, and other torts. Most have been successful and resulted in large settlements or judgments against their already failing institutions. According to a report in the Chronicle of Higher Education, academia's leftist professional rag, Title IX coordinators, these are DEI bureaucrats, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion bureaucrats, at above average salaries run these Gestapo sex courts, and they presume the men guilty. The women, they don't even have to face their accuser, these guys. There's no due process whatsoever. In some surveys, as many as 91% of Americans, including even liberal luminaries like the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, believe Title IX went too far back then. Even Obama, criticizing wokeness and cancel culture in 2019, said the world is messy. There are ambiguities, but it's back. Betsy DeVos tried to do the reforms. They were far from comprehensive in restoring basic rights to the accused on campus. But it was a step in the right direction. She characterized Biden's overhaul as a radical rewrite that guts the half century of protections and opportunities for women, an endeavor born entirely of progressive politics and not sound policy. The big news is that Biden's Title IX rules for the first time expand the definition of sex to include sexual orientation and transgender identity. Those factors were never considered in the original civil rights legislation decades ago when they originally passed Title IX or any time since, but their inclusion purportedly harmonizes education department dictates with a 2020 Supreme Court ruling that found sexual orientation and gender identity are protected classes under the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Team Biden has planned to go further and outlaw school bans on transgender students playing on opposite birth gender sports teams. But that didn't make the final cut. It's a highly unpopular position that could endanger the larger project as well as Biden's struggling re-election bid. It'll likely be resurrected if the president wins a second term. Just as nefariously, the rules restore Obama-era restrictions on access to counsel. Again, this is a young man who's accused of sexual assault. And as Dr. Riley said, this means that a couple days later, the woman says, I feel as if I had too much to drink. I revoke my consent. That guy's now guilty. That guy now will be thrown off campus. He will not have access to counsel, evidence, cross-examination, hearings, or other time-honored protections. These time-honored protections for the accused, whose guilt or innocence must, in most cases, be determined by a shifty preponderance of the evidence standard. Preponderance of the evidence. That means you're guilty. That's what preponderance of the evidence means. It's her word against yours. If that sounds unfair, remember that it is all brought to you by a notoriously wasteful $79 billion bureaucracy. That's the Department of Education, employing more than 4,400 feds whose mission in life is to control what and how your kids learn, whether you like it or not, and without any constitutional basis. Since the Department of Education's establishment in 1980, its record has been a 44-year cavalcade of failure, reducing the world's number one educational system, which did just fine without it for more than two centuries, to an embarrassing 33rd place in competing higher education. Our math and reading scores rank merely in the middle among developed countries. Now, the Education Department wants to re-empower an army of perverts and ideologues to deprive our educational communities of basic rights and enforce radical gender ideology over your kids, all while we pay for it. Paul DeQuinoy is president of the Palm Beach Freedom Institute. Listen, if you don't think grooming's real against your kids, if you don't think that's a real thing, I want to share this clip with you. This is Bill Maher. Bill Maher the other night did an excellent monologue, and he went through, it's a little bit long, but I want you to hear it. We've talked about grooming of our children, and Governor Ron DeSantis, you know, battling Disney and accusing them of grooming. We've talked over the years of about how Disney has decided to inject all of these woke ideologies into kids' shows. And I mean, it's been mocked and lampooned on South Park. And we know that the quality of the programming stinks. But we also have this other issue now going on with Nickelodeon. And there's a documentary out there, Quiet on the Set. Now, have either of you guys seen Quiet on the Set?
I haven't watched it yet. I've been meaning to because it's getting rave reviews. But it's just such a, disturbing subject matter that it's not something I'm necessarily looking forward to sitting through.
Henry, have you seen it? Henry?
No, I've only seen a snip of it with my mom. I haven't sat down
with your mom?
Yeah. Well, she was interested because, it's all the shows that I watched growing up.
Right.
But no, I haven't actually sat down and watched all of these episodes. I've seen snippets of them. Like the Amanda Show one was the one I watched.
So it's all about the dark side of kids TV. I remember somebody once saying to me, never let your kids be child actors because they'll get screwed up mentally and psychologically. I had no idea the extent of it. Now, I haven't seen this documentary, but what it's exposing here is the toxic and abusive environment that these kids had to deal with. And not only that, all the perverts who were around them all the time. I mean, I'll read you a couple of the episode descriptions. Season one, episode one here. Rising stars, rising questions. In the 1990s, a new creator emerges at Nickelodeon. Showrunner Dan Schneider, who brings laughter and mentorship to kids' TV. He champions young talent like Amanda Bynes. But behind the scenes, where did this description go? Oh, it cut off. Season two, Hidden in Plain Sight, a look at accusations concerning showrunner Dan Schneider, which includes a toxic workplace for female writers and two crew members' arrests for child abuse. Season three, episode three, The Darkest Secret, a former child star reveals how he survived abuse at the hands of his acting coach. The harrowing account traces how he met his abuser on set, the ways this coach upended the child's family. Season 4, Too Close to the Sun, a former child star discusses surviving abuse at the hands of his acting coach, but a conviction doesn't keep the coach away from the kids' TV. Dan Schneider's power grows until it reaches a boiling point. This is all at Nickelodeon. Episode 5, Breaking the Silence, the untold story of the toxic and abusive environment inside 90s kids' TV, hearing harrowing accounts from former child stars and crew who probe the balance of power in the industry and reveal an era that allowed abuse of children to continue. Now, it's a long clip. Bill Maher's monologue was 8 minutes. I can't play all of it for you, but I just want to give you a little taste of this. Because now we're at a place right now where they want our children to believe that it's perfectly acceptable for men to be in bathrooms with girls, for boys to use the girls' room, and for drag shows, kids to go to drag shows and see this and think this is perfectly normal. And this is all an effort to normalize things. And a lot of this comes from the propaganda that is put through Hollywood. And it's something we've talked about for years. And again, like most things, dismissed as being right-wing conspiracy theories. I play Bill Maher because Bill Maher reaches a different audience. And when something that we've talked about for years goes on, like I remember one time, gosh, I can't remember exactly when it was. It might have been 2012, 2013. I wasn't a full-time host yet on the station. But I remember there was this NBC thing on, I guess it was whatever their morning show is, Good Morning America, whatever theirs is, the Today Show. They had this little boy who was probably 5 or 6 years old in a dress and high heels and a crown on the set. And they were doing, yay that this little brave boy is so proud to be dressing up as a girl. And they're normalizing this on national television. And I remember doing a segment on this at the time and saying, this is insane. Why are we allowing this to occur? But that was just the beginning of what we would see in terms of normalizing this. And now it's being done through policy, where the executive branch says to schools, you have to let biological dudes use women's locker rooms. Women don't deserve safe spaces. You have to let boys use the girls' bathroom. You have to let them play on sports teams and compete against girls, even though Title IX was there designed to protect women to be able to compete fairly in sports. And all this is normalized as they try to tell our children it's perfectly normal for them to have drag queen story hour where a grown biological man dresses up as a woman and reads perverted stuff. In Bill Maher's monologue, he actually shows one of the things where there was a very young girl standing under a sign that said, "It won't eat itself," as they did drag time story hour at a gentleman's club. So the grooming of our children is a real thing, but it's done designed to influence policy because they want to get kids indoctrinated at the earliest ages. So here's a little bit of Bill Maher, cut number 8.
Have you all been watching the Max documentary called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV? OMG. Nickelodeon, it wasn't a studio. It was Neverland Ranch with Craft Services. It is just scene after scene, clip after clip of the child stars of their day being subjected to obviously inappropriate, highly sexualized degradation and quite a few pickles going through glory holes. I was grossed out and I've gone camping with John Waters. I kid you, John, I love you. So I don't know if this documentary is the talk of your town, but it is out here because it didn't just expose a dangerous workplace. It also exposed hypocrisy. Because it must be pointed out that when the evil governor of Florida was saying the exact same thing about kids and creepy stuff at Disney that liberals now find intolerable at Nickelodeon, he was dismissed as a hick and a bigot. But why would a kids' content factory like Disney be all that different than the one at Nickelodeon? A 2014 CNN report discovered that at least 35 Disney employees had been arrested for sex crimes against children. And in 2021, Disney child star Alison Stoner confessed she only narrowly survived the toddler to train wreck pipeline. The next year, child star Cold Sprouse told the New York Times that young actresses at the Disney Channel were heavily sexualized from an early age. You know, Willie Sutton said he robbed banks because that's where the money is. And the reason we find pedophiles in the Boy Scouts and the rectory in kids TV is that's where the kids are. DeSantis wasn't wrong, but we're so tribal now, the left will overlook child if the guy from the wrong party calls it out. Sure, Nickelodeon messed up Amanda Bynes, but the Mickey Mouse Club was where Britney Spears got her start, and she's perfectly fine. And get this, after Brian Peck, who was one of the lead creeps at Nickelodeon, served 16 months in prison for the molesting he did there, Disney hired him. Naturally, to work on a children's series. Oh, for pedophiles in Hollywood, it's a small world after all.
Yeah, and it goes on. And I would encourage you to watch the whole thing. I really would. He gets into the drag queen story hours. He gets into all these things that they're doing to groom the children. And I'm glad he's recognizing this. Now, you know, Riley made a point on Friday's show where he said, it's nice to see Bill Maher come out and say this stuff that we've been saying. And in some ways, you got to wonder if he's saying it because he's realizing now that this is the direction the country's going, or if he's just opening his eyes up to it. I don't really care what the motivation is. I just care that he's doing it. I'm glad he's raising these things because, again, he reaches a different audience than I do. You know, there's a different audience that tunes into real time. Just like this is why Joe Rogan's also so effective, because he reaches different people. And so when Joe Rogan brings up certain topics, it's important because this is a guy like Bill Maher. These guys thought they were on the left, and now they're realizing that the left is just insane. Now, that doesn't mean that Bill Maher's right about everything. I mean, certainly I find his disdain for Trump to be downright confusing. I don't know how such a smart guy cannot see how Trump's a better choice than Joe Biden is. I know he doesn't like him, but if his audience is hearing something that I've been saying and we're reaching new people, then that's a good thing. Because that's how change can occur. You have to reach people on all fronts. And I'm glad that that occurs. Now, the other thing I want to mention, too, with regards to this issue of children is I think it is going to be one of the biggest issues heading into 2024's election. Trump made the comment yesterday in my interview with him about letting, you know, guys into the women's bathroom and women's spaces. Now, I didn't have enough time because I wanted to respect the time they gave me to get into Title IX with him, but he'll be back on the show. Between now and November, Pennsylvania is a state he must win. So I'm fortunate in the sense that I have a relationship with him. He will be back on the show. And because his gatekeepers are happy that I respected the time they gave me and didn't take advantage of the fact that I could have kept asking him more questions and he would have kept going, he will be back on the show. And I'll get into this with him as we get closer to the election. I'll ask him about all this stuff. And I truly believe that these issues are absolutely going to motivate suburban moms. I've talked to them. I talk to them all the time about this stuff. They don't think it's okay for their daughter to have to play sports against a biological male. They don't. And now, look, they may say nothing because they're afraid of getting canceled or outed or having their woke corporation fire them or something. They may not say it out loud publicly, but I know from talking to them that even people who are more moderate on things think this is insane. They think it's crazy to know that their little girl could give up Saturday after Saturday growing up and then lose to a guy in swimming or any other sport. They think it's nuts. And they think it's nuts that their daughter can move into a sorority house and have a guy walking around, you know, sporting wood in the shower. They don't like it. They don't want it. And Biden is allowing this to occur because, again, Biden, he caters to crazy. The Democrat Party is run by lunatics. And when Carville said the Democrat Party is the party of the faculty lounge is insane. Everybody in the faculty lounge is nuts. They sit around and conjure up theories like the idea that gender is a construct, that Latin people like to be called Latinx. There's a guy in Canada right now who is getting a penis and a vagina. I should have said earmuffs. I'm sorry, but this is an Ontario resident. This is insane. This is the craziness. An Ontario resident who wants both a vagina and a penis wins public funding for this unique surgery. A court has ruled Ontario must pay for a vaginoplasty for a man who identifies as neither fully female nor fully male. He gets both parts. I'm sorry, but I think you have to pick a part. Pick one part and stick with it. It's like take one dip and end it. It's double dipping, and I don't think you should be allowed to have two private parts. And I think it's way too much here on the crazy spectrum. But this is this is where we're headed here. And I think people think this is insane. And I think that as people get closer to the election and they realize that Joe Biden does everything he can to cater to crazy, and this Title IX rewrite is going to be something that people are going to be very, very upset about when more details of it come out. And I hope Trump speaks on it a lot because he needs to. He needs to speak out on this stuff because parents are with him on this. Woke corporations may not understand this yet, but the snotty elite Harvard kid, no offense, Matt DeSantis, the snotty elite kid that they hired who comes in and advises them on the company's stance on transgender policy, that kid doesn't represent America. These students who are at Columbia, who are all doing the protest against Israel, who will one day get a job in corporate America and go in there and suggest that the company should start coming out and standing with the poor people of Palestine or stand with Hamas or whatever the hell they say, they don't represent America. And corporations have realized this, I think are starting to realize this now, that when you hire crazy, you're putting out policies that are crazy, but America doesn't want crazy, and that's why they're rejecting when Target has Tuckett bathing suits and Bud Light has a man advertising its beer. I don't know how many times I can say this. Now, the good news is, as crazy as all this is and as infuriating as it is that Joe Biden is rewriting Title IX, and once again, we are not going through Congress, we're doing this through executive edict, is that if Trump gets back in the White House, he can undo all this vis-a-vis executive edict, because Biden's doing it that way, so it's not like he has to overturn a law. That's the good news. And I want to bring you good news because it's our happy hour, brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where I'll be live on May 3rd, a week from Friday, for our live show. And the bar will be open, and thank God, because we're all going to need a drink. And we'll have a lot of fun. And it's going to be a great time, 3 to 7 p.m., Friday, May 3rd. Just mark it on your calendar and come to the show. You can stay for all of it. You can stay for part of it. You don't need a ticket. And we'll have a lot of fun. And Matt DeSancta Traitorous will be there with his elite Harvard snobbiness. And Henry Machette will be there as well with his non-mullet. I'm excited. You guys will be there. It'll be good. It'll be great. It'll be huge.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be good. Henry, you bringing a lady friend down?
No, not this time.
Is there a lady friend in your life?
No, not at the moment.
Well, listen, there's a lot of women in the Zioli army that are going to be looking to meet you.
Oh, I'm sure.
At the Grand Hotel.
I'm sure. I'm quite the catch.
Damn right. Damn right you are. So maybe we'll do a Who Wants to Win a Date with Henry contest. Can we do that?
I don't see why not.
So we get money out of it?
And would you be interested in that? I'll pay for the date?
Possibly. Possibly.
Okay. All right. Maybe we can do something. Who wants to go out with Henry contest competition? And I'll pay for dinner at a movie.
A movie?
No, not on a date? No, because you want to talk, right?
Right. I never understood that. Why would you go on a first date at a movie?
That's a good point. You're sitting in silence
for 2 hours.
That's kind of the idea of when you're married. You just go to sit in silence
when
for
you're
two
married,
hours.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes dinner's too long. You realize halfway through the appetizer course, this is terrible. This isn't going to work out. So maybe I just buy you a drink. Maybe just one drink and end it.
Just one?
Yeah. And then if you want a second drink, if you like her, that's on you.
It's got cut back financially. Seriously.
Significantly. I know. Guys, we're in radio, not TV, if I need to remind you of that fact. TV, they'd have lavish steak dinners and all kinds of, limo would pick you up and everything. Now it's like, I'm not even going to give you gas money, so she better, hopefully, is close to you.
Henry has to show up on a bicycle.
I have a car.
I'm glad you have a car. That's good. All right, what am I doing here? I'm doing anything? Nothing? Nothing. I'm doing nothing.
Not if you don't want to.
All right, I'll take a quick break. I got this great, great piece, excellent, excellent piece that was just published about the Trump trial. You're going to want to hear the thoughts of this. It's entitled, "The Bragg Case Against Trump is a Historic Mistake." I'll tell you about that, and I'll tell you how Speaker Mike Johnson has said there will be no border security legislation this year. It's April, and the Speaker has already conceded that there will be no border security legislation. But Ukraine, they get all the money they want. Don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show, on your schedule, from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
I'm shocked. Shocked to find gambling in here. Speaker Mike Johnson's office says the Senate won't pass border security legislation this year. Johnson's office said the only way to solve the border crisis is to elect Trump as president in November. However, we are giving out, what, $65 billion in financial aid? In aid to Ukraine, to Taiwan, to Israel, but we're getting nothing with the border. Who told you that was going to happen? I'm trying to remember who told you. Oh, right, me. I told you that was going to happen. That's right. I said that. That's right. I did. This is unbelievable. I mean, nothing should surprise you with these people. So the Republicans, even though they have the power of the purse, They once again completely capitulated to the deep state, to the swamp, once again, and the border gets nothing. Nothing. A spokesperson for Speaker Mike Johnson pointed out to Fox News Digital that House Republicans have passed multiple border security and immigration enforcement bills, none of which have been taken up by the Democrat-controlled Senate. The Johnson spokesperson indicated that with Republicans and Democrats still far apart on the issue, House GOP leaders are relying on former President Trump to take back the White House next year for any meaningful border policy changes to take place. So Ukraine gets the money. The border gets nothing. $95 billion. I'm sorry. I said $65 billion. It's $95 billion foreign aid proposal. $95 billion. And you've got Republicans, conservatives like Scott Perry and others going, this is you had your job, man. Your job was to deal with the border. Your job was to deal with the border. And instead, now we're just handing more money to Ukraine. Andy Biggs of Arizona said the only path forward for substantive border legislation was to leverage the Biden regime's push for more Ukraine aid. And we didn't do that. We didn't do that. That was the one card they had. The one card they had was to say, if you want your Ukraine aid, we got to do something on the border. Now, I told you, though, that that would be a fugazi as well, that they would do nothing substantive on the border. But they didn't even do that. I said that to you. I said, that will just be cover for the Republicans to go home to their district and say, well, I didn't want to vote for Ukraine funding, but I had to because I had to do something on the border. But it would be a fugazi. But they didn't even do that. They just said the hell with it. We're not even going to try. Deep state wants the money for Ukraine. Then the deep state gets the money for Ukraine. And I guess they're holding Mike Johnson's kids hostage. I don't really know exactly what happened. Or maybe they're holding him in captivity. And this is a body double. This is Mike Johnson AI. I don't know. But the guy who said we had to have standalone votes on aid, the guy who said we're not doing anything, we're not giving any more American money out until we secure our border, that guy is also the guy that voted the tie-breaking vote to say no warrants when it comes to spying on American citizens. That guy is the Speaker of the House. This is why he's facing a rebellion. This is why people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and others are coming out and saying he's got to go, because we're selling out here. We're completely selling out and giving up any leverage that we had. We don't have these Republicans don't have a lot of leverage here. And whatever leverage they had, was the only thing they had was to say, well, we're not going to pass Ukraine funding unless you give us border, and it's got to be serious border, and we're not doing that. We're not even going to do that. You know, Scott Perry, Representative Scott Perry, who I've had on the show several times. He represents Pennsylvania, obviously, you know, in the U.S. House of Representatives. But he put out a couple tweets on this. He's furious, as you can imagine. He's very angry about this, and he should be angry about this. He said, "You were forced to pay to secure Ukraine's border while ours remains wide open." And you know that nearly 25,000 Chinese nationals, I mentioned that earlier, U.S. borders in 6 months? So we are funding, we're giving Ukraine money, but nothing for our border. We get nothing. It's just. And what happened is you had a lot of Republicans coming out and calling people like Scott Perry isolationists. That's the other word that they use. You're an isolationist. You're pro-Putin. You don't believe that America should help its allies around the world. That's not what these guys are saying. This is what he had tweeted out, Representative Andy Barr. Another truth isolationists don't want to admit. Every border security bill will die in Schumer's Senate, but the only one that would hurt Democrat senators is the one that is attached to Ukraine. But isolationist Republicans won't let it happen. That's what he said in response to that. Congressman Corey Mills said, any member, including my dear colleague, Representative Andy Barr, claiming that those of us who voted against wasteful Ukraine funding is an isolationist, should thereby label/consider themselves an interventionist. There's nothing isolationary about putting America first. What you should be calling us is protectionist, protecting and prioritizing the American people first, protecting constitutionality and protecting American economics. Do you realize that that's the minority opinion in the Republican Party right now? That's the minority opinion in the Republican Party. What that guy just said. They're outliers. People that wanted to ensure border security over Ukraine funding, they're the outliers. They're the fringe. And Mike Johnson, the speaker, has gone the road of all these other speakers before him. It all happens. I told you, I think that it's invasion of the body snatchers. They get these people and they take them to a back room and they show him things and they go, whoa. And then they say, this will happen to you. And I don't know exactly what it is, but they do something and they say, you don't want to mess with us. You don't want to mess with us because we'll, I don't know, kill you, kill your grandmother, your aunt, your, I don't know, somebody. But they do something. And we get nothing. I just bummed. Well, what are you going to do? So you got to wonder how much the deep state influences all this. I'll talk to Kash Patel at 6 o'clock. I'm excited to talk to him about the deep state. But you just have to wonder how much of the deep state is involved in all this. You're talking about $95 billion in aid, the vast majority of that going to Ukraine, which, as you've been told, is a jobs bill for America because it's going to all the defense contractors here in the United States so that they can send weapons to Ukraine. So it's actually American money going to the defense contractors, and you should feel really good about that. Meanwhile, the border's wide open. Meanwhile, they have to spy on us and tell us they have to spy on us because of terrorists. Terrorists come over the southern border, they cross over, they're on the southern watch list, and we release them on the streets. So the terrorism thing is, as usual, a load of BS. It's done to trigger you. And just like the TikTok ban is done to trigger you. Trump came out today against the TikTok ban again. Again, he came out and reiterated that. Wish I had more time to talk to him about that subject, but I was respecting his time. But these guys, I mean, they don't get it. They don't understand where the American people are. There is such a disconnect between the leadership in the House and the Senate and the average Republican voter on the street. It's amazing. It's amazing to me. And what happens is you wind up having people going out there and saying that the isolationist wing of the Republican Party wants America to stand alone on a hill, not help anybody. And they start coming up with all their crazy theories. And they accuse people like Rand Paul being an isolationist. And then nothing gets done on the border. Nothing, because whatever leverage they have goes out the window. So now it's over. There will be nothing done on the border, except Joe Biden's about to give citizenship to 1 million people vis-a-vis executive order. We didn't even have the cojones to do something to stop that. It's great. It's great watching. What was the term that Rush used to use? The surrender caucus. We just gave up our leverage. It's April. It's April, and Johnson's office says the Senate won't pass border security. And you know what the excuse is going to be? Well, they wouldn't have done it anyway. Instead of the Republicans turning around and going, well, then you're not getting a dime for Ukraine. If you don't give us exactly what we want on the border, you're not getting a dime on Ukraine. Instead of doing that, what did they do? They completely backed down. They literally had somebody come in and remove their spine from their bodies, and they hung it up like in a chiropractor's office, and they just said, fine, we'll write the checks. All good. We would not want to be accused of grinding the wheels of government to a halt now, would we? So there you go. It's just infuriating. Business as usual. Business as usual. Seems like every conservative member of Congress who becomes speaker, this happens to them. This happens. And you know, the problem is if you take out Johnson, you put somebody else in, the next person will it'll be exact same thing. Yeah, the Politico story about the Mike Johnson's conversion on the border. Let me share this with you. This is from Politico. This is a really good piece. And it's they were working him big time on this. And what they were doing with Mike Johnson on this to get this conversion, to get him to a yes on this, they essentially now kept coming to him and showing him, well, the New York Times had a piece on this as well. Intelligence, politics, and personal considerations converted the Republican speaker, who had largely opposed aid to Ukraine as a rank and file member, into the key figure pushing it through Congress. How Mike Johnson got to yes on aid to Ukraine. And they write, for weeks after the Senate passed a sprawling aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, Speaker Mike Johnson agonized over whether and how the House would take up funding legislation that would almost certainly infuriate the right wing of his party and cost him his job. He huddled with top national security officials, including William J. Burns, the CIA director, to discuss classified intelligence. He met repeatedly with broad factions of Republicans in both swing and deep red districts and considered their voters' attitudes toward funding Ukraine. He thought about his son, who was set to attend the U.S. Naval Academy in the fall. And finally, when his plan to work with Democrats to clear the way for aiding Ukraine met with an outpouring of venom from ultra-conservatives already threatening to depose him, Mr. Johnson, an evangelical Christian, knelt and prayed for guidance. Representative Mike McCall of Texas, who loves writing big checks to Ukraine, said, I want to be on the right side of history, he remembered the speaker telling him at the time. Mr. Johnson's decision to risk his speakership to push the $95 billion foreign aid bill through the House on Saturday was the culmination of a remarkable personal and political arc for the Louisiana Republican. It was also an improbable outcome for a man plucked from relative obscurity last fall by the hard right, which had just opposed a speaker they deemed a traitor to their agenda. As a rank-and-file hardliner, Mr. Johnson had largely opposed efforts to fund Ukraine. And early in his speakership, he declared he would never allow the matter to come to a vote until his party's border demands were met. We've played that clip on the show. But by the time he made clear he planned to band together with Democrats to muscle through the aid package over the objections of many of his own party, Mr. Johnson was speaking a starkly different language. He said, history judges us for what we do. This is a critical time right now. I can make a selfish decision and do something that's different, but I'm doing here what I believe is the right thing. I think providing lethal aid to Ukraine right now is critically important. Do you think Mitch McConnell found a way to take over his body? That's possible. Maybe McConnell was able to shrink down really tiny, like in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and jump into Mike Johnson's body and control his brain. I don't know. It's possible. He attributed his turnabout in part to the intelligence briefings he received. Were they the same ones about weapons of mass destruction that led us into the Iraq War? Asking for a friend. Yeah, the intelligence community sat down and scared the bejesus out of him, and he said, I really do believe the intel. I think that Vladimir Putin would continue to march through Europe if he were allowed. I think he might go to the Baltics next. I think he might have a showdown with Poland or one of our NATO allies. Hell, I think he might even invade Texas. These guys, man, the deep state, the national security state, they are good. They are good, aren't they? They come and they show you these scenarios, these worst case scenarios. They're like, we can't tell anybody else about this, Mr. Speaker. Can only show you. And then he goes, whoa, this is really, really bad stuff. This is really scary. Then they get him to do a complete about face. Not even saying, like, I've come out and I'm saying I'm all in on Ukraine funding, but we still have to do the border. No, he dropped that, too. He dropped that, too. It's funny. And I wonder, when you're sitting there in the room with the CIA and getting the classified briefings, if the CIA director is just staring at him the whole time with that look like, I could have you and your family disappear. Maybe they threatened to put his wife into a CIA black site. Is that possible? I mean, anything's possible. Maybe they already have her in a CIA black site. Are we sure that Speaker Johnson's wife is not at Guantanamo, at Club Gitmo? Has anyone checked on her whereabouts? Is mom still alive? Is his mom still with us? Is she okay? Has anyone checked on Mike Johnson's mother? So, this is the third betrayal by Mike Johnson, said Marjorie Taylor Greene, a hardliner. Don't you love the people who are called hardliners because they want to see the border secured before sending money to Ukraine? They're hardliners. And of course, Mike Johnson flipped on being the tie-breaking vote. He at one point was against warrantless surveillance for Americans, and he flipped on that too because, again, he saw the intel, and the scary intelligence that he saw said, oh, we can't allow warrants on American people because the warrants could mean we're all going to get blown up by a terrorist. Why don't we just get rid of the Fourth Amendment then? That probably stands in the way a lot of times of protecting us from evildoers and malcontents. Why don't we just scrap the whole damn thing while we're at it? Keep us safe. So they got him into a back room. They showed him all this classified stuff. And they said, if you don't go along with funding Ukraine, this is what's going to happen. Vladimir Putin is going to go all the way north until he hits the North Pole and kills Santa Claus. And he won't stop till all the elves are dead too. And then he's going to invade New York. And then he's going to invade Ontario because he found out you can have a penis and a vagina there. And the courts will pay for it. So you better stop him by funding Ukraine. And then, Mr. Speaker, you better drop this whole need for a warrant because bad, scary people are going to blow you up. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria. Great guy, great friend, master of dental implants. So there we go. We got all the money going overseas. We got Ungats for the border. And we got Mike Johnson turning around and giving the deep state everything that they want. And we got nothing in return. Nothing in return. I didn't even get a T-shirt. It would have been nice to get a T-shirt. I sent $95 billion of aid to Ukraine. All I got was a stupid T-shirt. I wear that. It'd be a fashion statement. Maybe somebody in the Zioli Army can make it for us for Cape May. Sue Alberici, I'm talking to you. I sent $95 billion to Ukraine, and all I got was this stupid T-shirt. I think that could be the next Zioli Army shirt, Matt DeSantis. I think we got something here. I think we got something.
I'm sure we'll see them in Cape May in a week and a half.
Unreal. Did he even get a muffin out of it or something? Coffee? Did they at least give him snacks when he was getting the classified briefings?
I'm sure they did. Yeah, it sounds like they pulled out all the stops to woo him.
To woo him. Maybe they gave him like a happy ending at like massage parlors. Oh. Like it's.
I do find it strange that he managed to squeeze the TikTok ban into that foreign age package. And that was a bill that Schumer in the Senate had refused to take up for a vote. But yeah. Border security, no go.
Right, yeah, it's an excellent observation. He manages to push a TikTok ban into the foreign aid bill and no border whatsoever. So we're getting $95 billion going to Ukraine and other allies, a TikTok ban, and nothing on the border. There's no border ban, meaning you still can come in the border illegally. It's amazing. Love these guys. They just don't care. They really don't. Just don't call me an isolationist. I think it must be sort of like in Back to the Future. If you call Marty McFly a chicken, and then he'll do whatever you want him to do. It's kind of like that. You see Mike Johnson standing there, and they go, isolationist. And he just stops, and he turns around and goes, who you call an isolationist? Give me the checkbook.
I can see it. He, like, pushes his glasses up to his nose. Ruffles himself up a little bit.
That's his trigger word. Who you call an isolationist? Where's the checkbook? I'll sign it myself. What did you want, $65 billion? I'm making it $95 billion. Here's an extra $30 billion for you. Who you call an isolationist? All right, we got a big fourth and final hour coming up. Kash Patel is going to be here from the Trump administration. His new book, Government Gangsters, is a must read. We'll talk about that, the latest on the Trump trial, the latest on campus craziness. All that is straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.